Well, it's 10:30. Another six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. My gun's bigger. He'll find out when I pull the trigger.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans freed by China back on U.S. soil. Three Chinese prisoners released in the swap. One of the Americans had been held since 2022. He was accused of drug possession in China, but Beijing never provided any evidence of that and was arrested during a business trip. 2 million people expected to line the route for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Rain is expected, but that's not dampening the spirit, says ABC's Phil Tate.
There is just such an energy out here as many of these balloons, including a mini right there. She looks pretty excited to me as she'll be making her debut in just a short time. Many of these floats are also ready to go. I do have my umbrella up, folks. I do have the umbrella up just to make sure that we are dry, but the parade will go on no matter what. So much excitement out here.
And no credible threats detected in New York, but security is tight. Russia conducting a massive attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructure overnight, firing nearly 200 missiles and drones. This is ABC News. Back in the spotlight, the 1996 murder of six-year-old JonBenet Ramsey. She was found dead in the basement of her home in Colorado the day after Christmas. Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern is giving an annual update.
In the interest of transparency, I also think it's important for the community to know that our department has had ongoing conversations with JonBenet's family, the last of which occurred in mid-2024, and we are committed to continued open dialogue.
Earlier this month, JonBenet's father said they are asking police to do more with DNA technology to look for her killer. Police say any assertion that they are not pursuing leads is false. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has asked a judge to toss the guilty verdicts that forced his resignation and grant a new trial on bribery charges. His lawyers say improper evidence was put in front of the jury. Amazon workers around the world are set to walk off on one of the busiest days in protest tomorrow. It's an annual effort to push for more pay. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree.
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Be on the lookout for some common scams this holiday season. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says one common trick is fake messages about failed package deliveries. Never click on random links in your text messages or emails, and always check with the supposed delivery company or the post office directly. An update to state park passes from the Department of Natural Resources. The new pass model is allowing you to explore for 12 months from the month of purchase rather than having it expire on December 31st. The new 12-month passes go on sale starting December 2nd. Passes can be bought online at the DNR's website. And Thanksgiving dinner is costing less this year. The annual survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of a holiday feast comes out to a total of $57.61 to serve 10 people. That's a 2% drop compared to last year, and that includes the 16-pound turkey, which is priced out at just over $25. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
What a cooperative is, a company that's designed where their clients are actually part owners of the company. So the clients get to make some decisions with the company. They have some voting rights with the company. And then one of the bigger benefits is just the giving back from the company to our member owners. So we do that most of the time is with our patronage program. So patronage is really great in the fact that we do give some of our net proceeds back to our member owners. Since 2017, when we merged our associations and created Compeer, we've given back over $1 billion in patronage to our member owners. Our patronage allocations, redemptions, and payments are at the discretion of the board of directors, but it is a pretty consistent and payout, and it is a great benefit to our clients.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Roll the dice and save during Small Business Shake a Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage in downtown Durand. From home decor for the holidays to something special for mom, you'll find that special gift at the Cottage. From 9 to noon, roll the dice for extra savings. Roll 3 of a kind, receive 30% off. 4 of a kind, 40% off. And if you get 5 of a kind, 50% off any item at the Cottage. It's the Small Business Shake a Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage, downtown Durand.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, a bit breezy today with a few off and on flurries likely. We'll get to a high of 27 this afternoon. Tonight, breezy 11. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and a lot colder. Our high tomorrow, only 19, and it will stay cold right on through the weekend. Hey, that Thanksgiving turkey, it's good, but you know what's better? The leftover turkey with Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Yeah.
fine. A place to lay your pretty little head down once in a while. Here it on, little tough loving baby. Don't you sweat it. Everything is waiting inside for you. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling? I got the money, you've got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Yeah, who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to? Yeah, when your love life starts tumbling. I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Who's your daddy?
Since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold, and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. And the gods.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Sugarland and Something More here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures upper teens to low 20s, quiet weather in our ag weather forecast. And we'll have that here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Gary Crawford in, and he will have a report on Thanksgiving. We'll have more with Gary on that as well. It is the holidays, and you might be noticing egg prices once again on the rise. And what is causing all of this? Unfortunately, it is the H5N1 virus. Now, an American Egg Board group says egg shortages at grocery stores have been isolated and temporary so far, but over 6 million laying hens have been slaughtered this month because of the bird flu. And the average price for a dozen eggs in U.S. cities was $3.37 in October. That was down slightly from September and down significantly from January. But the egg industry normally sees its highest demand for eggs during November and December because of all of the holiday baking. And again, the avian influenza, the main reason for the higher prices. So get ready to pay more for those eggs. It's simple economics. Low supply, high demand equals high prices. Simple as that. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us, Dr. Robert Van Zon, professor at Penn State University. We know there are so many aspects that impact transition cows, and he touches on just a little bit of that today.
First of all, if I'm going to ask producers to spend money in purchasing minerals and vitamins, I want to certainly give them a good excuse or a good reason. I've been studying transition cow metabolism and disease since my early veterinary years for nearly 40 years now. The goal that we have for getting our cows, managing our cows through the transition period is good milk production. We don't want them to lose a lot of body condition because we know what negative effects that has on reproduction. To achieve those two things, we need to have a low prevalence of periparturient diseases. So the milk fever, the ketosis, the displaced abomasum, the retained placentas, and so on. And then the hot topic that everybody is focusing in on now is the immune system became compromised, but now we think it's just shifting gears and we don't want it to be too active, but we need it active enough to make sure that the cow can clear her reproductive tract of the damage and the pathogens or bacteria that occur during the calving process.
Comments from Dr. Robert Van Zon from Penn State, who says when it comes to research, it's a collaborative effort.
You know, with a lot of the work that Wisconsin and Michigan State people have done with OVSync and all the other things, one of the key areas that many of us have been working on is the dietary supply of energy, metabolizable energy and metabolizable protein. It's really important that we understand the change in intake and the variation in intake within our transition groups to make sure that we're delivering the right amount of energy and protein. What's unique about vitamin and mineral nutrition in this transition cow? Many years of research that all our macro minerals and micro minerals can efficiently cross the placenta. And the fetus is really unique in being able to capture these minerals and not only use them for fetal growth, but to store them in the liver. On the other side, the fat-soluble vitamins are sort of an enigma. They don't cross the placenta very well, except for a very early ingestion. But colostrum, if the dam is well supplemented, can be very, very high in trace minerals. So this puts another onus on the importance of colostrum feeding to our young calves. So the other thing is vitamin E and vitamin A are antioxidants. Antioxidants are necessary to sort of keep any inflammatory process under control. And if the animal is in a good metabolic state, they could have a fairly rapid resolution to that inflammation that occurs around the time of calving, adjusting from a pregnant state to a lactating state, and ultimately normal estrous cycles and good fertility. However, if the antioxidant system or the immune system is perturbed in some way or inefficient in processing this inflammatory system, then you could have this much more slower resolution or go out of control. And what this results in is greater negative energy balance, which this then is the stepping stone into metabolic diseases and ultimately infertility. So more seriously, consider the vitamin and mineral supplementation in their dry cow program.
That's Dr. Robert Van Zon from Penn State College of Agricultural Sciences.
Some of the numbers from USDA's latest look at irrigation and water management within agriculture.
There were 212,714 farms, and they irrigated 53 million acres. It was down a little bit from 2018, where the survey showed that there were 231,000 farms with close to 56 million irrigated acres. So down 8% in total farms irrigating and about 5% for acres irrigated.
Julie Weber with the National Agricultural Statistics Service with results from the 2023 Irrigation and Water Management Survey, an expansion of data collected within the 2022 Census of Agriculture. Highlights from the Irrigation and Water Management Survey can be found online at nass.usda.gov/agcensus, all one word. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Wishing you a safe and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, sing along. Up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December and January both down 30, December at 1850, January 1832, February down 32 to 1864, March down 19 to 1889. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3.5 to 160.5. 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 164.25. 6 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 249.25. 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 139.5. 5 trades. Dry whey up 2 to 71. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher as cash cattle markets in Kansas were $3 to $4 higher, while Nebraska were $5 higher on Wednesday. Packers are short, and that helped to support the markets along with higher boxed beef prices. Hog markets mostly lower in the nearby months as pork cutout values were lower due to bellies $7.92 decline and hams $6 decline. December live cattle up $1.10 to $1.88. January feeder cattle up 67 cents to $2.58.77. December hogs down 70 cents to $82.40. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower as we head into delivery for the December contract. Also weakness in wheat helping to pressure the corn markets. Soybeans mostly higher on the day. Even though South American weather looks good, the daily export wire did see 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets mostly lower, a bit of a weaker dollar, but there are some rumors of negotiations possible in the Ukraine-Russian war, and that pressured U.S. wheat. December corn down 4.25 to 415.75. January beans up 5.25 to 988.75. December wheat down 1.75 to 537.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Need snacks and treats for Deer Camp or Thanksgiving? Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory for homemade squeaky fresh curds, take and bake pizza, locally made beef sticks and brats, plus a variety of craft beers. Call ahead and O'Galley Cheese Factory can have your cheese and sausage trays ready to go before Deer Camp or your Thanksgiving dinner. O'Galley Cheese Factory store is open 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 368, December 371, January 374, new crop 25 at 370. Cash beans 904, December 909, January 914, new crop 25, 924. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 375.75, December 375.75, January 380, February at 383. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn and December corn 385, January 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 365, cash beans 908, and January 913. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 371, new crop 25, 380, cash beans 904, new crop 25 at 924. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 393, April 415, May 417, new crop 25, 391, cash beans 953, April 976, May 979, new crop 25, 956. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, January 378, cash beans 911, January at 920. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 148 to 174, market cows 78 to 116, bulls 125 to 151, calves 170 to 930, beef steers 182 to 420, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 140 and down, and goat markets at equity, does 140 and down, bucks 160 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 175 to 187.50. Finished beef heifers 175 to 187.50. Finished dairy steers 164 to 173. Market cows 94 to 117. Market bulls 126 to 149. Market hogs at Zumbrota were at 45 to 73, light sows 43 to 48.50, heavy sows 48 to 50, and boars 15 to 25.75. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Black Friday doorbusters mean big savings at Lowe's. It's your chance to score a Blackstone 22-inch two-burner gas griddle for just $149. That's a savings of $80. And save $800 on a Whirlpool side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator. Was $16.99, now just $8.99. Set your alarm. These deals won't last long, so don't wait to start saving before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/29 through 12/2 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Carry On is an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that follows a young TSA agent who is blackmailed into an impossible situation at the height of Christmas Eve travel pandemonium. Either let a dangerous package slip through security and risk the lives of many, or save the passengers and risk the life of his pregnant girlfriend. Starring Taron Egerton, Sophia Carson, and Jason Bateman, Carry On is the holiday thrill ride with nail-biting, nonstop action and suspense that you won't want to miss. Watch Carry On, only on Netflix December 13th.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Make out in a crowd somewhere. Somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't wanna settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I wanna feel that way again. Felt bad 'cause you missed your flight, but that meant we had one more night.
Do you remember how it used to be? We turned out the lights and we didn't just sleep.
Remind me, baby, remind me.
Oh, so on fire, so in love. That look in your eyes that I miss so much.
Remind baby, remind me. I wanna feel that
crashing through. I'd have one more, but now the whiskey ain't working anymore. I need one good honky-tonk angel to turn my life around. That's a reason enough for me to lay this old bottle down. Woman, coming round, 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 singing Travis. Cause in my mind, peace I find when they'd start to pour. But now the whiskey ain't working anymore.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away in the shadow of that hospital at 508. I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear I saw God today. I
got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, in this report, you may not want to hear it unless you want to hear the complete truth about Thanksgiving. Gary Crawford has this, quote, hard-hitting, unquote, story.
Yes, it's that time again, as Winnie the Pooh says.
Hooray, hooray, today is the day to give thanks for giving and give thanks away.
But of course, Pooh's friend Rabbit knows all about Thanksgiving, so please explain it to us.
You see, Thanksgiving is about tradition and custom, habit and routine, defined and refined over many long years. Oh, it's about grand dinners.
Yes, and it's also about that traditional...
Come on!
Dallas football game, yes. And in fact, at that first so-called Thanksgiving in this country with the Pilgrims and Indians...
There were contests and races and other kinds of things. So in addition to the food, there was also a tradition of athletic events, I guess you could say, if you want to draw this together to the football tradition.
That's Anne Efland. She's an historical expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, I used to think I knew everything about Thanksgiving, just like Rabbit, until I met Anne. Now, most of us know that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620.
And by 1621, they had a harvest to celebrate, but only because of the nearby Indians, the Wampanoags.
Now, that's fairly common knowledge, but I did not know and had often wondered how the Pilgrims and Indians had been able to communicate. Well, Anne says it turns out that, yes, you had the Indian tribe there.
Who happened to have a couple of tribe members who had been to England and knew English and befriended them.
A colossal coincidence that probably saved the Pilgrims from being wiped out that first winter. So you've got the Native Americans lending a vital helping hand to the Pilgrims.
So they were taught to plant corn and squash and pumpkins. So that first celebration, when they had been able to grow enough, they knew they would have enough for the winter, they invited the nearby Indians who had been so important to their planting to join in a celebration of the harvest.
However, at that first Thanksgiving, there's no direct evidence that they actually ate turkey at that celebration. One pilgrim did keep a journal that says
they had gone out to shoot wildfowl. So it's not absolutely certain that they had turkey, but they certainly might have.
One other misconception many of us have is that from that day on, we celebrated a yearly Thanksgiving Day in this country, and Anne Efland says no, not at all. It was an on and off thing, mostly off, done at various times in different regions. And finally, some 200 years after that first celebration,
there had been a movement led by a woman, Sarah Josepha Hale, who was the editor of a popular ladies' magazine, who was leading a movement for a national holiday.
And finally, Mrs. Hale's 40-year campaign bore fruit, and Abraham Lincoln in 1863 declared the last Thursday in November as a National Thanksgiving Day, a celebration of home, hearth, and food. And of course, we later added football, of course. And for all of it, we are thankful. Right, Pooh?
Hooray, hooray, today.
In Washington, Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Day.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Expect a quiet weather for the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Relative humidity minimums will be at 60% or greater today, but will be lower for the weekend. Looks like it will also be a cold weekend as well. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Do have a chance of a flurry or two. Highs 23 to 28. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about an hour of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of flurries. Lows 8 to 13. Relative humidities at 75 to 80%. Northwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Friday, partly sunny, high 17 to 22, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 20 to 25. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Monday, continued partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 30 to 35.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Snow removal on an acreage can be challenging. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The equipment you'd need usually involves tractors and blades, so it's important to take extra safety precautions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime, and pushing it around with a blade is very efficient. But snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is an extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. You know, it's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice.
Quite often, when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, just like small snow blowers, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's still snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working so other vehicles in the area can see you. Find more tips for snow removal safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose. You can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had. It felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Guitar. Stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep out of sight. But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and who's gone.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah, she ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle how my heart's stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Up till now my life has been so lonely and boring. Never thought I would find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big